sometimes you just feel tired.
To the day that I drop, you'll never say that I'm not killing them. Cause when I am not, then I'ma stop pinning them. And I am not hip hop, and I'm just not Eminem. Subliminal thoughts when I'ma stop sending them. Women are bored and wet, spinning them in venom. Adrenaline shots of penicillin could not get the ill in the stop. Amoxicillin's just not real enough. The criminal cop killing hip hop, filling a minimal swap to cop. Millions of pop listeners, you're coming with me, feeling or not. You're gonna fear it like I showed it. A spirit of God lives in us. You hear it a lot, lyrics are shock. Is it a miracle? Product of pop is enough. The sizzle, my whistle, this is the plot. Listen up, you pizzles for God's slizzle. Does not give a f-
comes off till the lights go out, till my legs give out. Can't shut my mouth till the smoke clears out. Am I high? Perhaps I'ma rip this sh- till my bones pull out. Till the roof comes off, till the lights go out, till my legs give out. Can't shut my mouth till the smoke clears out. Am I high? Perhaps I'ma rip this sh- till my bones pull out.
Music is like magic. There's a certain feeling you get when you reel and you spit, and people are feeling your sh- moment, and every single minute you spend trying to hold on to it, cause you may never get it again. So while you're in it, try to get as much as you can. And when you're running over, just admit when it's in its end. Cause I'm at the end of my wits with half the that gets in. I got a list, here's the order of my list that it's in. It goes Reggie, Jay-Z, Tupac, and Biggie. Andre from Outkast, Jay to cover up Nas and Vimy. But in this industry, I'm the cause of a lot of envy. So when I'm not put on this list, this does not offend me. That's why you see me walk around like nothing's bothering me. Even though half you people got a fucking problem with me. No respect you got to give me. The press is wet dream like Bob and your Whitney. Nate, hit me.
Till the roof comes off, till the lights go out, till my legs give out. Can't shut my mouth till the smoke clears out. Am I high? Perhaps I'ma rip this sh- till my bone pull out. Till the roof comes off, till the lights go out, till my legs give out. Can't shut my mouth till the smoke clears out. Am I high? I'ma rip this sh- till my bone pull out.
As soon as a verse starts, I eat it at MC's heart. What is he thinking? I'm not the go against me smart. And it's absurd how people hang on every probably never get the props I feel I ever deserve. But I'll never be served, my spot is forever reserved. If I ever leave Earth, that would be the death of me first. Cause in my heart of hearts, I know nothing could ever be worse. That's why I'm clever when I put together every verse. My thoughts are sporadic, I act like I'm an addict. I rap like I'm addicted to smack like I'm Kim Mathers. But I don't wanna go forth and back and count the battles. The fact is I would rather sit back and bomb some rappers. So this is like a full-blown attack, I'm launching at him. The track is on some battle and raps, I want some static. Cause I don't really think that the fact that I'm slim matters. I'm black and platinum.
Till the lights go out, till my legs give out. Can't shut my mouth till the smoke clears out. Am I high? Perhaps I'ma rip this sh- till my bones pull out. Till the roof comes off, till the lights go out, till my legs give out. Can't shut my mouth till the smoke clears out. Am I high? I'ma rip this sh- till my bones pull out. Until the roof
comes off.
That, my friends, is an exclusive remix by Rhymerman, my best friend from elementary school. Devin Powell, that one is for you, my friend. All right. So, yeah, what do we do when we're not remixing Eminem songs? Well, we are being lied to by our government about the Space Defense Force, in which we've had for quite some time now, decades and decades, but now it's become a public entity, and it's having its a face put onto it. Now, the face that they keep putting onto it keeps getting ripped off because it's just not fitting too well. Let's hear more on that.
On, of all things, UFOs and the U.S. military. Watch this.
A Navy air crew struggles to lock on to a fast-moving object off the U.S. Atlantic coast in 2015. Recently released images may not convince UFO skeptics, but the Pentagon admits it doesn't know what in the world this is. Or this. Or this.
Look at that thing!
Oh, UFOs! They're spooky and kind of funny. Crazy people believe in them. Up until you get to the line, the Pentagon admits it doesn't know what in the world this is. And that's where you pause. Because from a national security perspective, that is a very big problem. How big a problem is it? One Navy pilot said that the U.S. military has observed unidentified flying objects maneuvering in restricted airspace off the coast of Virginia, quote, every day for 2 years.
The Pentagon confirms these are images of objects it can't identify. Lieutenant Graves told us pilots training off the Atlantic coast see things like that all the time.
Every day. Every day for at least a couple of years.
Wait a minute. Every day for a couple of years?
Mm-hmm.
Every day for years. Now, flying in restricted airspace is not a small thing. Try that in your Cessna 172 off Virginia Beach sometime. You will get very wet very fast. You'll be killed, actually. Yet the Pentagon, after every day for 2 years of daily incursions, didn't appear to do anything about it. Why didn't they? We're just guessing. One possible explanation, they couldn't. Our military was completely outmatched technologically by whatever these were. And whatever they were not weather balloons. Here's Lou Elizondo, the former director of the Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification Program.
You know how this sounds. It sounds nutty, wacky.
Look, Bill, I'm not telling you that it doesn't sound wacky. What I'm telling you, it's real. Imagine a technology that can do 600 to 700 G-forces, that can fly at 13,000 miles an hour, that it can evade radar, and that can fly through air and water and possibly space. And, oh, by the way, has no obvious signs of propulsion, no wings, no control surfaces, and yet still can defy the natural effects of Earth's gravity. That's precisely what we're seeing.
Sound like a potential threat? You think? So what has the Pentagon done about it? Well, we don't know the full story as of tonight, but we don't know that they've done anything about it other than ignore it and then cover the fact they ignored it by declaring the whole subject classified for decades and then spending the rest of the day thinking about how to bomb Syria again and rid the Marine Corps of people who voted for Donald Trump. The sad thing is we have a whole new branch of the military that might be perfectly designed to assess what these things are and figure out if they're a threat or not, and maybe respond. If there was ever a reason to have Space Force, this might be it. But Space Force is otherwise occupied these days. They're busy conducting political purges of their own ranks, as all the branches of the military are. Here's Lieutenant Colonel Matthew Lohmeyer. He commanded a Space Force unit until the White House decided that his politics were not acceptable.
Since taking command as a commander about 10 months ago, I saw what I consider fundamentally incompatible and competing narratives of what America was, is, and should be. That wasn't just prolific in social media or spreading throughout the country during this past year, but it was spreading throughout the United States military. And I had recognized those narratives as being Marxist in nature.
So every day for 2 years, unidentified flying objects behaving in ways that seem to contradict what we know about physics, and the U.S. military is spending its time, as of right now, purging its ranks. What does this remind you of? Maybe the Soviet Army, 1938? A clear and present threat appears on the horizon, but the people in charge are so obsessed with political purity and loyalty to the party that they can't respond because they're absorbed in attacking their own organization. When they say that all revolutions are the same, they're right. UFOs, it turns out, are real. And whatever else they are a prima facie challenge to the U.S. military. They are doing things the U.S. military does not allow, and they're doing it with impunity. And they appear to be focused on the U.S. military. UFOs, for decades, appear to have clustered around our military installations, our ships and our aircraft, with no real response except more secrecy. At one point, unidentified flying objects apparently shut down a nuclear weapons facility at an Air Force base in the state of Montana. 10 ICBMs, intercontinental ballistic missiles, were temporarily knocked offline. At the same time, base security noticed a glowing red object floating in the sky. It sounds like out of a movie, but it happened. That was decades ago. Many more UFOs have been sighted near our nuclear weapons facilities since around the country. According to journalist George Knapp, quote, all of the nuclear facilities, Los Alamos, Livermore, Sandia, Savannah Hill, all had dramatic incidents with these unknown aircraft appearing over the facilities, and no one knew where they were from or what they were doing there. Again, for decades this has happened. Apparently no one knows why. No one seems especially alarmed. In the 1950s, some people were worried about this. A declassified FBI document from 70 years ago describes unknown flying objects measuring 50 feet in diameter in the vicinity of Los Alamos. More recently, the Pentagon has declassified footage from a U.S. UFO incident in 2004 and two UFO incidents from 2015. You're seeing that footage. It was recorded by Navy pilots during training flights. We have no explanation for what these objects are. Just days ago, the Pentagon confirmed that an 18-second video of three UFOs harassing a U.S. warship called the USS Russell is in fact real. That footage was shot in July of 2019 and collected by the Pentagon's UFO task force, then wound up in the hands of Jeremy Corbell, the journalist who put it online. So the question is, what are these things? Why are they buzzing our skies? Why do they seem attracted to the United States military? And why, above all, isn't the Pentagon more focused on this? It seems like a threat if there ever was one. Hey, Sean Hannity here. Hey, click
okay,
here.
To okay. So, he's referencing the triangular UFOs. Now, I want to test everybody out there. I want to test my audience. Get on your computers right now. Get on your whatever device you have that has Google search on it. And Google this. I want to test my co-host, too, because he's already seen me bring this up. I want everybody out there to Google triangular UFO patent. Let's see what pops up. Will you do this and read what you find?
Yes, absolutely. And I do recall I didn't want to spoil it for the viewers because I remember Googling this. I had it up on my phone for a few days, and I showed a few people. And I keep up tabs for long enough until I can remember something. So I almost cut you off because that was something that I do know. But you just type it into Google. The first thing that's going to come up, it's from patents.google.com. The very first hit when you type that into Google, there's images there. In the abstract, it says triangular spacecraft. A spacecraft having a triangular hull with vertical electrostatic line charges on each quarter that produce a horizontal electric field, parallel to the side of the hull. This hull interacting with plane wave emitted by antennas on the side of the hull generates a force per volume combining both lift and propulsion. And you can go right there. It gives you the summary, gives you the claims, there's images, a whole bunch of math that I would never be able to figure out. And it's all right there. We covered this recently too. And you know what? I've been bringing up the UFOs a little bit more because they keep slamming it down our throat. And I think I finally got it now. And I think you first and then Tucker Carlson now harping on it. That's why we have the Space Force. That's why we need the Space Force, because we always have to be in fear. And now the new thing to fear is aliens. And now we're going to, and we have to have this Space Force. And they can keep all the money for their black projects and do whatever they want. And now we'll say that UFOs exist, but you have to be scared of them. And that's why we need a Space Force, because otherwise aliens will come kill us. Stephen Hawking also said something too. If there's aliens out there, we don't want to broadcast it. Because they'll come and kill us. It'll be sort of like the meeting of the Europeans and the Native Americans. Most people don't know that Stephen Hawking also visited Jeffrey Epstein's island. Fun fact.
Oh boy, did he get many lap dances.
I wish. I couldn't get...
I like it here. Now, it is very nice. Thank you, Jeffrey. I am so glad to have been on the Lolita Express.
My hormones are going faster than the speed of light.
The speed of light. Oh, man. I guess apparently it's interesting.
I have just come up with black hole theory.
I'll show you a black hole. underwater. And it's interesting, too, because Ghislaine Maxwell is also a submarine submersible pilot. And on her, when she was asked in her court case, where she's a citizen of, one of the places she said was Terramar, which is something she went in front of the United Nations to talk about. You guys can pull that up on YouTube. It's really boring, but you can just trust me if you don't feel like it. But if fact check me, audience at home. And she has these submersibles, and apparently they took old Hawkins down there. He'd never been underwater or whatever. And they got these submersibles mixed with these huge yachts, and she actually said she's a resident of Terramar. So maybe that's where the USOs are going, underwater to the Terramar base where Jeffrey Epstein's still alive. Like, this is getting weird, dog. This is getting weird even for me.
Well, you know, I hadn't thought about that one. He's probably running a whorehouse up there on our little red planet there.
And you know what? While we're on the subject, because I can't hold it in any longer, too, because we're on the subject of Bill Gates, and I think this is something that I'm very happy about. I was very glad to have had this sent to me this afternoon, because I was on the ROAD and I did not have a chance to be at home and see it. I've been a little busy this afternoon. There's several articles that cover this. I just chose the Daily Beast. I was originally brought to my attention from the Daily Mail. Headline, if you're scoring at home, Bill Gates thought Jeffrey Epstein was his ticket to a Nobel Prize, ex-staffer says. So it's coming out that, and this is the sub-headline, the prize is, quote, is what Bill wants more than anything in the world, one former Gates Foundation employee said. And it's basically saying that, he was seeking Jeffrey Epstein out because he thought he could get him a Nobel Peace Prize. So one that tells you the kind of connect. Why would Bill Gates have to go through Jeffrey Epstein to get it? And this is, I just want to say I'm happy that Bill Gates is now coming out and getting destroyed. People are destroying him. People hate him now, even more than usual. Like, the normies are starting to hate him. It's all coming to bear now. Why would Bill Gates be looking through Jeffrey Epstein in the first place? Why wouldn't, you're like the man of science. Wouldn't you look into the regular man of science? And if so, surely you're higher up on the man of science list than Jeffrey Epstein. Why are you going to Jeffrey Epstein? Well, I know why, because he's buddy-buddy with all these academics. We've looked through his old websites. We know he's had his own MIT Media Lab, and that's where Bill Gates funneled his $1.92 million donation from. He also had his own office at Harvard. He was also on the board of Rockefeller University, we recently found out. So I'm very glad to see that this is happening. I will say the major reason that my channel was shut down is because I called Bill Gates a pedophile who was only with these people and hang around with Jeffrey Epstein for power and prestige and to rape kids. And I said that. It's all coming out now as true. Do I get my channel back, please?
Well, you know, can you get your channel back? Listen.
Ah, jeez.
And, you know, there's actually lots of YouTube channels I watch. One of them is Thoughty 2. He says 42. Like, his name. This guy, his name is 42. And the name of his channel is his show is 42, but In the description, it's spelled Fawty 2. He's this British guy, and you can't really tell the difference. You don't really think about it. But anyways,
I've heard him, Fawty 2. This is Fawty 2.
Yeah, yeah.
Fawty 2.
So, it's kind of strange, but he has this, he looks like, he's kind of like Will, where he just looks so much younger than his age. So I guess people have been making fun of him, and he's grown out this ridiculous mustache.
it's red hair, Tom Selleck style.
Yeah, it's freaking huge. So, but anyways, he gives out these sort of factual presentations and things like that. And but I'm noticing a trend here, because the last video I watched of his was, well, are the masks, are these face masks effective against spreading of COVID-19? And he came to the conclusion, well, basically, no. If anybody wants to watch it, spoiler alert, no. They had the same thing with the Spanish flu, okay, where the government required everyone to wear masks. And they did tests. They did the studies. They kept the records between cities that wore masks and cities that didn't. Virtually no difference in the number of COVID cases and spreading. No difference whatsoever. So anyhow, underneath his video has that clickable banner for the WHO information, official WHO information, on COVID-19, you know, click here. Now, what I want to know is, and the hypocrisy, and the non-equality, there are people who have, well, who do show, or do whatever, have their their accounts, well, the videos taken down, or they'll get a strike. Oh, you have COVID-19 information on here that's not accurate. Strike. Or they'll take down the video. Or they'll take down the channel. But you, either you can put the banner underneath the video for factual information by the WHO Foundation, HWO Foundation, click here. But you can't, you should put that underneath everyone's videos. Anyone who's speaking about COVID-19,
actually, they actually do it under Bill Gates' videos, too. It's all actually really awesome. They do it under Bill Gates' videos, and it's the most funny thing in the world, because it's even above his titles.
But my point is, everyone should have their own opinion, their own research about the situation.
I disagree. I think that Wikipedia is the ultimate source of knowledge, and I think that's dangerous.
Well, but no, but for freedom of speech, I don't understand how they can just put that little. It's virtually a disclaimer. It's virtually all it is a disclaimer. They're putting this clickable link to the HWO Foundation underneath these videos, but some are just being taken down altogether. What is the difference? All these channels have been around forever, and they're making YouTube a lot of money. I think that's probably one difference. It's getting sickening. It's really getting alarming, because I mean, what, last week, who do we have? We had Noroki 5 talking about a strike against himself by YouTube for talking about COVID-19. He got a strike. So we were even going to go into some COVID-19 talk on the show until he said, no, we're just going to go ahead and skip that. Because He doesn't want to get another strike.
But I recently uploaded my Fritz Springmeier video about COVID-19, and within an hour, it was immediately taken down and deleted from my channel because of COVID misinformation.
Okay, so, but why didn't banner, why didn't that clickable banner go underneath your video? Why did it have to be taken down?
Because it was COVID misinformation. Because even though they had the, even though they had the banner that told you this is the true story here, I don't know. And it's interesting. He just made his own claims, and it's interesting. Within an hour, I mean, we've had people that have been able to. I mean, according to Google and Facebook, going back to 2013, they've had algorithms that should help. Really, they said they could actually take out most of child porn overnight, basically. That was in 2013, nearly 10 years ago. They haven't done that. But instead, they can have these guys doing their thing up online. It's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's just not enough people fighting. There's just not enough people who want to talk about this stuff. No, because people are too worried about, you know, I'm cisgendered and I'm doing this and I'm doing that and I'm worth it. We don't have enough people out there doing due diligence for not only themselves but for society as well. We need more good people.
Since a very young age, I've been fighting for freedom from the government. When I was in second grade, I knew that teachers singled out some kids, and it wasn't fair. But my mommy and my daddy told me that you shouldn't run in the street. And also, when your elders speak, you shut up and you listen to them. Now, I've been working at RBN, fighting for freedom and defending the Republic for many, many years. Thank you. Please send money.
Well, see, yeah, there you go.
Dude, the UFO talk, just all I think about when I hear this UFO talk is Flight of the Navigator. Not to be confused with Flight of the Intruder. I think it took me a decade to figure out there was a war movie called Flight of the Intruder that also pretty awesome. But
I remember Flight of the Navigator.
Dude,
that was awesome,
Flight
dude.
Of the Navigator. And by the way,
they
guys...
They also have some of the... I know pedo symbols there in that movie too. Now looking back,
no.
About...
Oh no!
What?
There you go. You heard it here first, ladies and germs. Even Flight of the Navigator from 1986 had pedo symbology in it, which I'm sure it does. They that stuff was everywhere until they scrubbed it for Pizzagate. Because. Uh-oh, did we just get flagged? I'll bleep that out in case we ever want to upload this to YouTube. But, yeah, that stuff didn't get scrubbed until Alephantis and Pizzagate, which, wow, it was everywhere.
Yeah. Okay, well, oh, boy.
Oh, and I've also seen a massive triangular craft in person. I don't know if I ever brought that up.
No, you haven't. Well,
definitely not.
When did that happen?
Well, I was. There's a guy named Freeman Fly. He's part of the. This is when Alex Jones was on Access Television in Austin. We had the Freeman Perspective.
What's up with Freeman? Is he still doing shows?
Man, he's still rocking and rolling. I see his posts on Facebook. He's still got his Facebook. It's I think it's just Freeman Fly, and he has a. FreemanTV.com, I believe. And we were on a trip. I was on a trip with him to Esso Zone, just a crazy esoteric kind of round table conference in Portland, Oregon years ago. And dude, we saw the mothership at over by the Salt Lake in Ogden in Utah. Oh my god. Epic. I can tell you about it after the break if you want.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Let's take that break. We'll be right back, guys.
Public Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Freak out, yo!
Yeah. All right, so if Stephen Hawking were to, if we were able to commune with the dead, and we had the ghost of Stephen Hawking in the studio, would he still be sounding somewhat like this? Could he tell us the secrets of the universe in different tones?
I know what he'd sound like. It's Bill Gates, dude. It's just,
yeah.
I can't believe how much amazing powers I have. I am the greatest doctor on the face of the world. And, well, you know, what we're trying to do here is just to continue to inject you with things and upgrade your operating systems. That way, we have power and you don't, and that's good for us, but not you. But what's the big deal, guys? We're smart. You're not. Go back to sleep. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, at least he's not, you know. Well, I don't know. Who knows where he is right now? You know, he said he didn't believe in God, so, you know, I know he's not up in heaven with 72 virgins. Coming up with another theory of creation.
I don't even want to get started on that, man. Just like, yeah, okay, so he can stay in the void of infinity forever. See how that works out until, you know, how many eons does it take before you're finally like, you know what? I guess I don't really know what's going on, and maybe better to believe in the big guy in the sky, you know, which, come on, man. Does anybody even believe in that? I mean, the atheists, dude. The atheists, the militant atheists on the internet always amaze me. Also, we've talked about that. Another great show from the Alex Jones Local Boys in Austin Access Television days with the atheist guys. And then there was the one crazy guy whose name I can't remember who was friggin' hilarious, who just literally dogged Jones, like, every show he did. I can't remember the guy. He had a funny name, too. A little curly-headed, chosen one-looking kind of guy, unfortunately. Yeah, I said it.
Come on, man.
Hey, at least he had a real, like, bookcase behind him, though, and it looked like he lived in, like, Hyde Park or, you know, West Austin somewhere, and he had a real bookcase behind him. It looks like he filmed it at his house, and, God, he was gold, man. I'm not going to lie. Like, he made Woody Allen just seem like a piker, so that's fun. Oh, wait, do I got to bleep that out, too? Hey, I'm from Piker stock, I'm pretty sure.
He had a real bookcase versus my fake bookcase.
Yeah, no fake. Yeah, this wasn't the Zoom era. He actually had a wonderfully lit, beautiful library. and he produced his hour-long show, and he really gave him all hell. We loved it. Those were good times.
All right, well, so now I know to get rid of my green screen and put in a real bookcase.
Yeah, just fill it up. Even if it's fake books, I mean, you're all right.
Fake books, real show.
Yeah, fake books, real show. that'll complete the trifecta. We'll have real Mike fake news, fake Mike real news, and fake books real show. Coming to you live Monday through Friday.
Oh, man. I love it. I love it. What do you think, Will? Oh, man. Will.
I think Will went down to the bodega up there in Providence. he's muted out. He's probably on the streets.
Oh, man.
On the ROAD. Like, hey, I'll fill in the brief story of the humongous triangle we saw.
Yes, please. Please do.
Insanity. We've just left Ogden, which is already, I mean, you feel like you're in the Stargate movie, except this is real. This is, you know, what do you call it? The Grecian monumental architecture with golden naked cherub boys, you know, with spires, like literally made of gold. If I'm correct, I'm pretty sure they are. And that's your Salt Lake City and Ogden architecture, and then we're on the side of the Salt Lake. We're on like I don't know what it's called. I should look up here. Maybe I can see it. I can't. But it's just north of Salt Lake. It's like I-15 maybe. One of those. It's one of those early odd numbers. And we look over, and I'm driving at this point. I'm piloting the car, to speak clearly, because I didn't have a license. But so I look out to the left, and I'm like, oh, look at that. It looks like Venus. And I'm like, that's, you know, it's like the middle of the night. Like, Venus doesn't, you're not going to see Venus late at night. It's, you know, it's always going to be, you know, lower halves of the sky, because otherwise the sun, it's closer to the sun, folks, in case you're wondering what I'm talking about here. So you're not going to see that high in the sky. It doesn't rise at, you know, 3 a.m. or anything like that. And, you know, I mean, maybe, but we're talking late in the darkness of the night. And I'm thinking, what is that? I was like, wow. And then it's like it's getting closer and closer. It's coming from the west, crossing the north end of the Salt Lake, and it just keeps getting bigger and brighter. And then we see more. And I tell the guys, we all kind of notice it at the same time. I'm like, what is that? And then it's like, man, it looks like a planet, but wow, you know, that's amazing. it just keeps getting bigger. It gets closer. Then more lights start appearing. And before we know it, we're just trying to figure out a place to pull over. Freeman is trying to get his camera and get it ready. He's got a really nice camera. This is many years ago. This is like, oh, something, maybe 3, 4, maybe 7. I think it was 4. It was right before I started working here. It was like somewhere in 04 to 07. And he's trying to get his camera ready. Turns out he left the lens cap on, apparently. But he's taking video. We had video, actual cameras, like still cameras, but they also took video. So you can hear us all like, whoa, wow. And it's just multiple lights, humongous Delta craft, triangular craft. I mean, it had to be hundreds of yards. It flew right over us. It couldn't have been 500 feet. I mean, it couldn't have been. And it just appeared over the lake, made its way, and it intersected us right as we were. I'm trying to find a place to pull over. It just all looked like sand on the side of the road, and there's no exits at this area. If you're familiar with the area, you know there's areas where they have just the flyover, and there's no exit. It's just kind of like local town access to get over major interstates to get to your land or whatever. And Freeman's yelling at me, like, pull over! And I'm like, there's nowhere good. I'm like, I don't want to get killed, you know, trying to see this thing or get stuck in some sand. We're like, loaded down in a, you know, four-door Toyota Camry, like probably a 99 or something. And so this thing passes right over us before I could find anywhere to pull over. And we just watch it go over the ridges to the east of the Salt Lake there. And I mean, you could like see through it. I was thinking it's helicopters flying in formation, but I've never seen such a widespread, tight, perfect formation for miles. I mean, it traveled for miles. It wasn't going very fast either. Super crazy. And then we're going to a crazy conference in Portland, Oregon at the time. So, of course, you know, we discussed this with everybody. I think my friends were talking with Clyde Lewis. I think he was there. Pretty sure. And then also, there's this one guy. He does he makes the big, they're huge detailed paintings. I mean, they're Salvador Dali level humongous with detail. And they are like time machines, you know? They're like, he's like portrayed them as interdimensional sort of machines just based on their imagery. I gotta look up that guy's name. He was there. And I mean, we definitely, my friends and Freeman, like, I think Freeman interviewed him. I need to look his name up, but what a trip, man. And, you know, these things, something's out there, and it's been out there for a long time, obviously. I got to look this guy up.
Well, yeah, long time. Triangular spacecraft, long time. So, when we get, oh, by the way, while we're on the topic, COVID-19 disrupted a lot of the stuff that was going to be happening with the TV network, the new TV network that we're going to be running, but I got back in touch with the one and only Jimmy Roberts, and we're going to have our little UFO show. it's really, he's sort of the celebrity in that community, so I think it's going to be a really good match. Of course, I'm going to be the lead host, so I have the general knowledge of pretty much everything. So, and then he specializes in his ufology, so it's going to be a wonderful show. I have yet to come up with the name for the show, but we will be recording here very soon. COVID-19 has put him on a better schedule, I can say this time around, and we're going to take advantage of it. So just a little update for the listeners. You there, Mike?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a good deal. I guess we're getting close. We're getting close.
Okay. And did we have Will you back yet?
It's, just shows him muted. I'm not sure what's happening with Will.
Well, I think he may have been abducted.
Yeah.
Don't be surprised, ladies and gentlemen, if you hear an abduction story on this very show here sometime in the future. It may be possible. So, yeah, I want to definitely apologize to people about the show because, I mean, it's just... I know every day I seem to have something about O'Biden, but every day O'Biden does something god darn stupid, and I can't tolerate it. I cannot tolerate it. There, you know, at least with Trump, it was 50-50. With Trump, it was like half love, half hate. But Biden's own people are turning on him and asking, what the hell is he doing? His own people are like, what the hell is he doing? Of course, the Republicans are having a field day on his daily blunders. And here we have O'Biden threatening the unvaccinated people. If you don't get your vaccine, you're going to pay the price. Whatever the hell that's supposed to mean. Have somebody get up on the podium and just threaten the very people that put you in the office that you're supposed to be serving and protecting. How does that work? I mean, who does this guy think he is? Have these people totally forgot? I mean, listen. It's like that saying, you know, don't forget where you came from. Well, rappers talk about that all the time. Actors talk about that all the time. You know, don't forget who you were, where you came from. These politicians make me sick because that's like one of those things. Oh, vote for me because, you know, I'm old workforce Joe. Old working man Joe. And what does old working man Joe do? He stops the upgrade of some factories that we really needed. And lays off thousands upon thousands of workers. Good job, working man Joe. I'm really happy you're really standing on top of your principles. And, you know, not only do we have these FTARD governmental agencies like the NSA, these criminals running amok, CIA, these criminal terrorists running amok. You know how many investigations, especially speak of the hypocrisy, you know how many investigations go into these politicians that suddenly just disappear? How many investigations? You know, we had Obama, NSA conflict, right? All of a sudden, you know, he's empowered and he's empowered them even more. So, we got all this corruption coming out of the dealings here. And has anybody followed any of the stuff with Hunter Biden and the conflict of interest? I mean, we had Elise Stefanik defending Trump in the impeachment trials. You know, the most that they can come up with, the most damning piece of anything they can come up with was a conversation with Trump saying, hey, you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. To the president of of Ukraine. So that's the most damning piece of anything that they've got. Now, it's not one of those situations of guilty without a doubt. They had nothing. That's the best that they could do to try to get rid of Trump. Here, we got Hunter Biden. We got old Joe Biden. With clear case misdealings of money. Clear and cut. Clear as day. And we're not trying to impeach him. Why aren't we impeaching this puppet? It's a terrible show. If it were a channel on my TV, if the United States government was a channel on my TV, I would have changed it a long time ago. Okay? The Muppet Show that they got going on right now is downright shameful.
How do we unsubscribe from this government thing?
Oh, there's Will. I would change the channel. I would have a long time ago and never gone back. This Muppet, Joe Biden, I honestly think Jeff Dunham is behind. He's in the podium. He's got his hand up the ass of this old Biden puppet, and he's talking to the people. I really think Jeff Dunham is the real president of America. Should we look into this conspiracy theory? He's not doing shows anymore, is he? He's not touring doing his jalapeno act anymore, is he?
Well, they say that everybody is just a former Hollywood actor before, right? They say that Derek Chauvin was just the cash cab guy, and then Linda Gates, Chris Klein, and Julian Assange is like Tori Spelling or something like that. It's all weird stuff.
The cash cab guy, the accidental ornithologist, great comedy stand up. You gotta watch it, guys. He's more than a cash cab guy. He's a comedian. Great stand up, excellent stand up. So, anyways, that's a conspiracy theory I cannot subscribe to. Definitely different people. He's not the cash cab guy.
It could be. I don't know, but it sounds weird.
Nah, totally different look. Same but different. But no. This guy, the cash cab guy, is tall. He's tall. He's a lot taller than you think. Much taller than this guy that killed George Floyd. But anyhow, has anybody heard about his appeal? Oh, hey, what's up, Mike?
Well, I'm going to have to look that up, but to answer Will's question, I was going to say the question is, can we figure out how to get parents to stop subscribing their children to this government thing? Because that's the problem. Instead of signing them up into their religion and ancestry and being a part of a nation and a tribe and a neighborhood, they sign you up for government because nothing says loving like government in the morning when you are a danger or threat to yourself and others. Just sign here, folks.
And something, now, I had been on the side of my senator there, Ted Cruz, for some time, but he dropped the ball. He really did drop the ball, and I know he said what he said about the police, and he probably actually believes it too. But there were some people running for office somewhere, right on the platform of abolishing the police. And here we have Ted Cruz, which I usually like what he says. He usually makes a lot of sense, but here he is attacking people running on the platform of abolishing the police and calling them extremists. And that's just another way of calling someone a terrorist. You just can't do that. I don't know where this man... where you get off the deep end on this. I mean... Oh, it's probably good politics to not, you know, want to abolish the police. Listen, the police is an unconstitutional apparatus of government. It's not an apparatus of the people. If it were an apparatus of the people, then we wouldn't be having problems right now. Okay, so, and that doesn't exactly say that we would be lawless. Again, this is the government trying to control the language here. We'd still have sheriffs and deputies. These are elected officials. Go ahead, Will.
Yeah, I had a real douchey police officer. I was like, hey, what's going on? What are you working on today? And he started rolling up the window on me. And I kind of stopped on him. And he's like, oh, who are you going to call? Who are you going to call when something bad happens to you? I was like, well, I'm going to use the Second Amendment because according to a recent study of over 50 years of police-owned data, you guys only solve percent of 4% of major crimes. The only thing that you guys are going to do if I call you is show up 15 minutes late and not solve the crime. I'll take my Second Amendment very well. Thanks.
Yeah. Why call a plumber when you got a few wrenches? You damn self.
Hey, this is a prime example of them destroying the language. We only have like a minute, but it's peace officers, it's elected officials, which is offices are already a whole other deal that gets you into this whole thing in the first place. But yeah, police, police state, and they're just mercs, man. They're just mercs, and we don't need that junk. But you can't do what the lefties want, which is just blow up the whole thing, and then they get to build it, and they get to be the police. That we definitely don't want that any more than we want, you know, religious police of the old conservative variety. Republican, I should say.
That is what it boils down to, I think. Everybody wants the opposing force to be gone so they can fill in that void. We the people need to fill in all the voids here that are corrupt. Just corrupt, dig it out. We need to fill it in ourselves. Fill it in ourselves. Nothing wrong with that. It's just a little bit of hard work. Nothing to be afraid of, guys. Anyhow, this has been another episode of the Redfield Hardcore Radio Show with me, host V. And remember, in land of surveillance, the third eye is king. So please educate yourselves.
Keep it real. Take a red pill.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.